Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. It's time for us to do our weekly overview with the DKB gang of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The top 10 stories of the week, the people according to Talkers Magazine for the week of June 7th to the 11th. And it has a little bit more, I don't know, it has more meaning, the fact that we are at the Talkers Annual Convention on the campus of Hofstra University for the broadcast this week. Jennifer is where she usually is in Los Angeles, and Victoria is where she usually is in New Jersey. So away we go with thoughts. Number 10 this week, this is for Jennifer, the continuing focus on the Western drought. I think we talked on the DJV program about what my son was saying with regard to California and how tired he and his friends are of the backward thinking or the lack of thinking without any real explanation. When Arizona and New Mexico have plenty of water, even though they're in the same desert, California seems not to be interested in collecting water. Why? This is so simple, Jennifer. How can it be bypassed?
I don't know. And it is year after year after year after year. All of these great proposals for new projects that cost California taxpayers a lot of money. Yet every year when it is a dry year, we get met with the same restrictions, limited showers, don't flush your toilet, don't water your yard. I mean, all of these things. And remember, Californians pay a lot to live here. We should have the right to have water if we need it, and we shouldn't have to tap into other states to get it. We should have the ability to capture water when it falls here. Most of the water that comes down from the sky in California runs off into the oceans. And part of that is because there isn't the infrastructure to capture it. The other part, and this is what's also kind of ridiculous, like for farmers up in Northern California and in Central California, because of environmental protections, the Delta smelt is a very famous fish. It's like an anchovy, sort of, but there are environmental protections on it. And so there's certain restrictions over how water is handled in deltas and in where fresh water meets seawater all across California. And so with those restrictions also comes a problem of limitation for farmers who are trying to water their crops. You, as a farmer, Doug, would probably, and maybe you've driven, I don't know, if you've driven through California, you get to Central California where there's a lot of almond trees and orange trees. There are signs that say government-sanctioned dust bowls all throughout California because they don't have the right to get water. And many farmers are driven out of the state because of it, because they just can't water or irrigate.
But so California has traditionally, especially that area of California, has traditionally been one of the most productive in terms of much of the lettuce and spinach and things that are greens that are grown and shipped across the country come from up there. It's also a big dairy area as well. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there is no water and there's no common sense associated with it and there's no big upheaval, why aren't people going to the state legislature in Sacramento and demanding that something be done? That's the other thing. There seems to be a recalcitrance. Is that the right word?
I think so many people just don't know or don't think that they get to know.
Why don't they know?
I don't care who is sitting in the office. It's a Democrat or Republican, you know, whoever it is, someone in between. We are stockholders in this country and in the states that we live. And as stockholders, we should get a report every year, just like members of board of directors who own stocks. They get an annual report. We should get that every year that tells us where our money is going, where we're making money, where we're losing money. But there's no accountability. You have to dig to try to find that information. You have to rely on the media to tell you about that information.
In the town that I live in Massachusetts, the mayor is so, not out of touch, but so arrogant. In order to get any information like that, the individual taxpayer has to file a Freedom of Information request.
And who does that? I mean, how many people really do that?
Right. Well, why should they have to is the other question. The weather, though, where you are, Victoria, on the East Coast in New Jersey, you're at the beach. So the weather doesn't affect, or I guess it does affect because if it's weather's lousy, people aren't going to go to the beach. But it doesn't affect you there in terms of the critical way it affects Jennifer and other people that are in dry states. You're not.
Well, we have flooding issues, so I mean, it does. Right. You know, we've had a lot of rain. We're way over the monthly allotment now, or you know, with the monthly amount that we need. So we're way over. So yeah, but yeah, we've had a lot of rainstorms and a lot of flash floods, and because we're right on the beach, you know, we get a lot of beach erosion. So there are, I mean, it's not as critical as not having water to water crops or drink or shower, but yeah, I mean, we definitely have our fair share of issues.
So think about it wherever you are, folks that are listening to this program, think about what it's like where you are. Are you happy? Are you satisfied with the way this issue is being handled by the people that represent you in government or not? And if not, why are you putting up with it? Number nine on the list of the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine, which is, by the way, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, the critical race theories that are being put forth. I went on, it wasn't a toot, it was I still have them, very strong feelings about what's being taught in school, over-the-top now justification for a lot of things. George Floyd opened our eyes and our hearts and our minds to a lot of things that have been wrong. There have been other, since the 60s when I was a kid, understanding what Martin Luther King did to bring these things to the attention of people and the outrageous stuff that still goes on now. I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the air that big Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut and the fact that over the last month or so, there have been 8 or 9 incidents of nooses hanging from the rafters as they put this building up, that kind of stuff, which is the epitome of ignorance, as far as I'm concerned. But then the other side of it is that we have so many people, especially in schools, public schools, that are teaching things that aren't true, aren't right, aren't correct. And so we have this woke, I'm just learning about the woke theory of things. What's the correct, politically correct way of looking at stuff? And why do I have to subscribe to that? Why does anybody have to subscribe to it? But yet you're being told, if you don't buy into it, then you're wrong or you'll be marginalized. And I think that that's where, another example of this stuff going too far. Ladies, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, go ahead, Victoria, sorry. Overcorrection is never a good thing. But, you know, I think generationally, and President Obama talked about this with his, with his daughters, and he said that his daughters have commented that on their college campuses they've seen an overcorrection, and that everyone's, and he's, he was talking about cancel culture, which is, it's not a great thing. It's one thing if someone is so blatant and terrible about whatever, then that's one thing, Like, there are certain things you can't excuse, but canceling everybody for having a different opinion is just ridiculous, and it's causing overcorrections. So at some point, we've got to level out again.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I mean, the thing that this country is founded on is the fact that we have free speech and freedom of thought. And this is what makes me so crazy about vaccine talk and mask talk and talk about woke culture, because it seems like everybody has to have homogenized thinking or they're somehow marginalized, right? They're told that they're one of the ists. They're sexist. They're racist. They're conspiracy theorists. They're all of these things. It's like, let people have their opinion. If you don't like it, you can either choose to keep moving or say, I disagree. I think something else. Big deal. I mean, that's what makes our society great.
But otherwise, dare you tell me what to think?
Yeah. Otherwise, go to China. I mean, get out of this country if you don't like the way that people get to have multiple opinions. We are not homogenized milk. We're raw milk like Doug Steffen.
I'm not raw milk, but I do like it, Jennifer. Thank you. 15 past the hour, the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from DJV, Doug Steffen did I say it was 15 past the hour already? If I didn't, it is. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hey, Tina After on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Number 8 this week, Victoria, is the focus on those ransomware attacks, how much money is being paid out, how deeply dug into the fiber of all of our lives this goes. People are just realizing how dependent we are on things that seem, you know, like it's everyday life until it stops, until it isn't. And then the focus on what you do for a password when you're using your various accounts, right?
Well, yeah. What's the question, though? I'm confused what your question is. I mean, I know ransomware is a huge story, yeah. That's been going on for a while now. We know that the prices have gone from an average attack used to demand $10,000 in Bitcoin. Now we're up to $60 million in demand. So, yeah, it's a major problem. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director this week, testified that this is, you know, so much more important and larger than people even realize. And this is affecting utilities, this is affecting private businesses, this is affecting, you know, there's that radio group that still has a bunch of stations, apparently, that are still offline. So, if companies don't invest, and I know the government is now stepping into this world, but, like, if we don't invest in cybersecurity, we're completely, anybody who wants to hack us can shut down our whole life. I mean, our whole way of living. You get into, remember the attack that luckily was caught before the water went out down in Florida when in the public water supply? Mm-hmm. I mean, you kill people. That's immediate death.
Well, that's the object. That's what these people want to do. The Russians, the Chinese, they want to kill us. They want to destroy our country, and we're dumb enough, we still, whether it's business or government, most of these systems that we have are incapable, are so far behind in terms of the sophistication of what is being used against us. And so that was the question was, Victoria, what's the update? And you just gave us the update. How about them apples?
Yeah, the update is it's happening a lot.
Yeah,
and more will happen.
And it's business and government, and it's the Russians. So what's Biden going to do about it next week? Or it's this week, I guess, right? Isn't it this weekend, the G7?
Yeah, G7 is happening now.
With Putin. So what is he going to do about it? Are we going to have, like, a Khrushchev pound your shoe on the table and say, this has to stop or else? 21 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio from the DJV perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, continuing with our focus on the top stories and the people as we have time to get to them. The Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steppen. Number 7, I think 7 and 8 go together, kind of. I don't know how much, you know, the social media bias is... Well, maybe they don't go together as much as I thought they would go together. But you know what I'm saying. The
what are the two items? Let's see. What are the
I know, right? Let's have a linear thought today.
Well, the biases we were talking about, this sort of goes more with 9 than it does with 8.
Okay, why don't you tell us?
I know. Oh, my God. If you say another number.
The numbers.
Well, when we were talking about the critical race theory, the whole business of what's being taught, the overcorrection that's taking place, I think part of that is a play on social media or vice versa, don't you? The social media biases that are being they're exploited or they're
bring it home, Jen. So number 10 on the talkers list this week was the Western drought, which we talked about. Number 9, critical race theory and race relations. Number 8 is the ransomware attacks. Number 7, social media.
So can I just leave the studio now and go have breakfast?
No. If you want to. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
The draw of pancakes. Look, I can't stop it. But I think social media bias is probably on the list this week because of the stories about COVID and about the stories. I mean, gosh, this week we learned that the Inspector General from the Department of the Interior came out and said after last summer when President Trump went and stood in front of the church that was burned down by protesters and rioters in front of the White House in Lafayette Park, remember the story on social media and in the media was that President Trump had cleared the park and that he had shot rubber bullets at people and used tear gas on Americans to go have a photo op. In fact, you can go through and look at all the quotes that people said. Kamala Harris said that he was shooting at Americans. Joe Biden said that he was using rubber bullets to stop protests. Nancy Pelosi said that he's using tear gas to get people out. All of these people, you can go through the whole list of all the awful things that people said so that President Trump could get his photo op in front of a church. Well, it turns out that the Inspector General's report this week said that
the president went to the church, and but the park had already been cleared out, or there were already plans to clear out the park hours before, because they were going to put up those borders to try to protect the White House, you know, that fencing. Now, if you had posted something like that, you might have been tagged on Facebook. You might have had your account pulled down. If you posted about COVID coming from a Chinese lab, you might have been pulled off social media.
Yep.
The bias in social media is ridiculous. It's something that we have to figure out, because they're acting as a utility now.
Well, and there's no control of them one way or another.
And actually, there's no truth.
Seven is attached in that way to number five on the countdown, the Trump appearances and more on the election fraud and that stuff being taken down. That is part of the bias. You know, anything that shows up, there's anybody who expresses themselves, whether you agree or disagree or whether it's true or not, it still has a place in conversation. And yet all those things are being, maybe it's part of our becoming more sophisticated as a, I don't know that we are, but, you know, there are a lot of people who think, oh, we got all of this technology, therefore we must be more, the significance of our thinking changing is very apparent. I think it's apparent, but I think it's going the other way, frankly. So, anyway, Victoria, what are your thoughts?
On social media bias? I mean, we definitely have, I think that, you know, I retweeted something last year about the lab leak thing, you know, that whole theory, which all of us, even though politically we're all very different, but all of us agreed on, and my tweets got taken down too, and there's nothing else on my Twitter feed that would indicate that I was, you know, pro-Trump or anything like that. So, I do think that there is a social media bias. I think there's an information bias. I think that, you know, the election fraud claims, all this stuff that's been taken down from social media, I just, you know, at some point, again, this is like with race stuff, at some point we have to level out. We're just overcorrecting, yep, back and forth, yeah, and we're swerving all over the road.
Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Millions of more COVID vaccine doses being released. The FDA announcing Friday it has cleared a Baltimore lab to release about 10 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses. The lab's previous contamination problems led to about 60 million doses being rejected. The Justice Department announcing a renewed emphasis on voting rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising Friday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination. He says blacks and whites have different experiences when it comes to voting.
Particularly concerning in this regard are several studies showing that in some jurisdictions, non-white voters must wait in line substantially longer than white voters to cast their ballots.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ's Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. A former Chicago police officer arrested for his alleged role in the Capitol Hill riot. The 29-year-old charged Friday with five misdemeanors, including violent entry. This is USA Radio News. Vladimir Putin not directly denying a claim made by President Biden. Earlier this year, Biden had this exchange with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
So you know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
In an interview with NBC News, Putin responds through an interpreter.
I've heard dozens of such accusations, especially during the period of some grave events during our counterterrorism efforts in North Caucasus. And when that happens, I'm always guided by the interests of the Russian people and Russian state. And sentiments in terms of who calls somebody whom, what kind of labels, this is not something I worry about in the least.
The full interview will air on Monday. Democrats want answers from some former Trump officials. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants former Attorney Generals William Barr and Jeff Sessions to testify before the Judiciary Committee. This comes after a New York Times report this week that Trump's Justice Department seized communications metadata of two Democratic lawmakers. To issue a subpoena to Barr and Sessions, the committee would need Republican support, but no GOP member on the committee has said publicly they'll support a subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, companion piece of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this week, Jennifer and Victoria are an important part of both hours. I'm at Hofstra University, which is the site of this year's Caucus Convention. In fact, we did this, I'm trying to remember, Victoria, the first time I ever met you was here at Hofstra when we had the last event. And how many, that was 5 years ago, right? Wouldn't it have been 5 years ago? You've been
I've been on the show 5 years, so yes, that would have been about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were following me as Jim Bohannon and I were driving around, and you got, what?
It is nuts,
five,
yeah.
It
I
is
can't
nuts,
believe
it's
just, it just, in my mind, it's just 5 years. It's just, wow.
Yeah,
really fast.
And I can see you behind me or walking around in that green dress that you had on.
It's blue.
It's blue, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, and I know it was blue.
I know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Well, but yes, trying to follow you and Jim in the car was just a nightmare. You're a terrible driver.
Excuse me, I'm a
We had to do so many
driver.
U-turns. It was, yeah.
Well, it's because I didn't know where I was going. That was not
clearly.
Because I was a bad driver.
You know, Waze existed 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just what fun is that?
Quite mastered.
Then you'd be able
right?
to make U-turns.
Yeah. No, they were talking and not paying attention and just going in circles.
Yeah, well, so that's
Doug?
Our right to do that.
I know, right? Listen to today's show. You would never think that he's the same guy who could just go in circles aimlessly.
All right. Well, I'm distracted by all the things that are going on here. I'm not supposed
right.
to be. Good radio people are not distracted by their environment. But
yeah. What number are you on the list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Jennifer's number 90. We're referring to the talkers list of the Heavy 100, by the way, for those of you who want to check that out at talkers.com, where you can also find the list of the items that are top kingpin stories and people of the week. At number, I don't know, we were talking off and on kind of about the economy heating up this summer is something a lot of people are concerned about. Inflation would follow, but still, at the moment anyway, because of various things that are influencing the economy, people are buying cars even though there aren't cars to be bought.
If you can find them, right?
Yeah, exactly. An interesting reality. And the same is true with homes and refinancing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is going to pull $25,000 out of the value of his house because it's gone up $100,000 in the last year. He's going to refinance. Listen to this. He's going to refinance and take $25,000 out so he can use it to pay off bills. And his payment is still going to be five. He's taking out more money. He has a lower interest rate, and the payments will be less than they are now. And that's why that's one of the things.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the amount of equity that people have in their homes now, I think I read yesterday, was it's up 30%. So, like, basically the average – oh, no, I'm getting my 30s wrong. It's an average of $33,000 more in equity. So, like, the difference between what you owe on your mortgage and the value of your home has gone up on average each home, $33,000. Which is nuts.
It makes you wonder if it's going to fall or not. I mean,
oh, it's
great if you
want
to sell,
right?
Yeah, if you want to sell, it's good. If you want to buy, it is not so
not
good.
Not so good.
I mean, I have a few friends who want to sell, but they don't have anywhere to go. Because
that's
if
what I would
selling,
do.
I can't find it.
The amount of equity that I have in my house right now is disgusting. Like, it's just, what, I mean, the overinflated
value. Why is it disgusting?
Value, well, the overinflated dumb value of my house is like, it's just, I mean, I go, God, if I, you know, if I only had a place to go or if I was really ready to make that move to like Iowa or something like that. But, you know, that's why a lot of people are leaving the more high value states like New York or New Jersey, even probably California. They're going somewhere in the middle because they want to, you know, make a little money, make some capital.
All those people from New York are going to ruin the rest of the country. All right, number four on the list here. Our focus on China this week, the competitive, the competitiveness bill. I praise that because it's a first step in doing what I think we really have to have a major overhaul in our relationship with China. Victoria pulls me up short a little bit whenever we discuss this because she said you can't change overnight. I would like us
as
to
as much as we all would love that. Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
that,
right.
But see, that's the part of the problem because people just get this rallying cry of, you know, get American business out of China. Okay, everybody wants to do that, but we have to actually do it in a really smart way because it's not going to be an overnight thing.
Well, one of the good things about this is that it brought together both parties. It was a sort of a brief blip of people. There were actually a couple of different things that happened this week. This is one of them that brought the two parties together, and getting something done was pretty easy. Right now, this, as far as I'm concerned, this bill doesn't go anywhere near as far as it ought to, but at least it's a step in getting how anybody anywhere, other than folks that are directly tied doing their business with China, how anybody thinks this is not a good idea. It's un-American.
Well, China didn't think it was a good idea.
Well,
they put out a statement this week.
Yeah.
They're gearing up for some sort of retaliation.
Yeah. What are they going to do to retaliate?
Well, I mean, look, the reason we need this bill is because our supply chain is so, it's so reliant on China. So, unfortunately, they can do a lot to us. And I hope that, you know.
If we're smart and we move fast. Part of that
it's
is
not like they're
going to
release a virus on us or something, right?
I know, right?
No.
Another one?
Yeah, right. The January 6th investigation, number three, I have absolutely nothing. I don't think there's anything to add to this. You two could maybe disagree with that, but I don't see how this fits in as number three, frankly. But
I think the report that the reason it's on the list is because there was a report from the Capitol. Well, it came from the Senate about what went on during the day on January 6th and in advance. And we found that the Capitol Police knew there were rumblings online. They had intelligence to indicate that in mid-December. They didn't do anything to shore up, to bring in National Guard, to bring in the Metropolitan Police, to tell President Trump or the FBI that maybe a rally that day wasn't a great idea. There was none of that stuff, and they didn't even have the equipment. I think only four people had riot gear on the entire Capitol Police Force
that day.
They
were so ill-equipped. Oh, my gosh.
And so instead, I mean, there's videos all over the place of the Capitol Police just moving aside and saying, here, come on in. You can come in. Just don't ruin anything. Moving the border, like barricades aside, all of that stuff. And so I still don't get it. Where was the failure? How did that happen? It's just bizarre.
Well, it's internal, right?
Can I offer another theory, too, part of that that's been circulating, and I think that there's probably some merit to it, not doesn't apply to everybody in the Capitol Police, but a lot of the Capitol Police members, or a chunk of them, politically probably agreed with what was going on. So then there's also that, like, how do people take the bias out of, you know, the bias doesn't belong at your job.
But look, I love President Trump, and I think there was stuff that went on with the election. I think that in some places he was robbed of votes. But I don't think that that would impact, if you get a credible threat that someone's going to take over the Capitol, I don't think you just step aside. I've heard, there are stories that I've heard from people around Washington, D.C., is that because of the summer riots and because of the way that they were dealt with, they didn't want to have an over-militarization of the area. So that's why they thought it wasn't going to necessarily be a problem. They didn't want to bring in big military equipment. They didn't want it to have that look outside the Capitol. So that's what made them, from an optics perspective, back away. If that's, you know, maybe that's something that can be considered, too. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that somebody in the higher up of the Capitol Police Department, knowing the makeup of the Capitol Police, would say, well, we love Trump, and so we want people to.
I meant boots on the ground. I meant some of the people moving the barriers and saying, come on in. Look, everybody is biased. No one is able to separate their own political bias from
their
job.
No more objective thinking.
No one has it. We have activist judges. We've got conservative judges. I mean, even judges who are literally supposed to just in a non-biased way interpret the law, and everyone is biased. So I don't know. And we know that, you know, Trump and the police were hand in hand in terms of support. So I don't know. I don't think that that's a crazy theory.
The day of, but if we're talking about the root causes, the question is still why the Capitol Police, the higher ups anyway, didn't do anything about it when they had the intel in December. I mean, that's, I think, what's at the core of the
support.
That's
a full-on failure. Yep.
Right. And then, so how do we, is it excused? Or are these people fired? What is
somebody
the status?
Somebody should be fired.
Already right. People have been fired Long from time. The Capitol Police. Yeah, there's already been a major turnover.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. On the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of June 7th to the 11th, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Focus on the weather in the West, the drought, the fires, all the things that have started already. Number 9, race relations and the over-the-top focus on what we have to do to make it good, make it right. I put that in quotation marks. The ransomware attacks, legality and how we're going to deal with that. Is Joe Biden going to put Putin in his place? That's number 8. Social media at number 7. The bias is there. The economy is number 6. The election fraud claims. Can you believe it? That's number 5 this week on the countdown. China and our relationship, number 4. The January 6th investigations, number 3. The filibuster legislation, voting rights, etc., number 2. And COVID-19, the vaccines. And did it come from the Wuhan laboratory? That's the question. And those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 2 and number 1 coming up in a moment as we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from our perspective on the perch at the DJV program, 44 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Ms. Omar, the congressperson, number 9. Bad Vlad, number 8. Most people know when I say Bad Vlad, they know I'm talking about Putin, right? If I say Bukin Putin, yeah, they get it. Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. A lot of politicians, as usual, on our list. Mitch McConnell occupies the number 6 spot. Vice President Harris, number 5. Former President Trump, number 4. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, interesting character who sort of has come out of nowhere. He's at number 3 this week because of the work that he's doing on this filibuster legislation. Dr. Fauci is number 2. To believe him or not to believe him, I guess that is the question. And President Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So it's always pretty political. We know that because most of the stuff that's on News Talk Radio is political. So that's the story. Strong finish here. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, ending on Friday, June 11th. Number 2 this week, voting
is
legislation.
Blueberry muffins. How's your breakfast?
What? I'm eating some fruit, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the blueberry muffin, you know, might not agree with me, so I'm having the fruit instead, the orange juice. Very good. Thank you, Jennifer, for asking. Meanwhile, the situation with this legislation that is completely, in my estimation, anyway, this thing has been one of the great examples in the last few months of stories getting twisted around. The information about how things in Georgia, for example, were to change or not to change, depending on your point of view. And as we all acknowledge, everything has become political. So what it comes out of the legislation, in my mind, ought to be a way to prove that whoever's voting is voting, that it's easy for you to follow your vote from when you mark a piece of paper to putting it into a machine that protects it and counts it. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else that has value. That's just my point of view. Ladies, in terms of
I love how, this was the first time I did a mail-in, because in New Jersey, the whole state would get had the there
yeah, how
it
do you
was
know
all
it
mail-in.
Counted? We, how do you know it get counted?
I tracked it online. It was like tracking
okay,
a FedEx package.
Tracked
it
where? To where did you track it to? What was the final destination? How do you know it got there?
Because it's just like a FedEx tracking. So it went from the drop box where we put our ballots.
The post office.
No. I didn't mail in. I didn't mail it. No. I went to a drop box at a police station and we put our ballots in, and then that night, a couple hours later, that night I went online to like the voting website in New Jersey, jersey.gov or whatever. And then
but how do they know it was you that sent the ballot?
Because I have a unique code. Everyone had an individual code. So I went online into my I started an account online, and I typed in what my code on the ballot was. It gives you a tracking number, so each individual ballot you can follow along. So I saw when it got received, I saw when it got opened. It was it was great. To me, I felt a lot more
secure.
Sounds
very complicated. Really?
It's not at all.
Going to the place.
Well, have you ever tracked a FedEx package? It's really easy.
It's not complicated, but you asked a question. How did they know it was you? And they don't. I mean, Victoria can track her ballot because she took her ballot, she had the barcode, she can track it. But the problem with those drop boxes is that people can ballot harvest. It doesn't even have to be. It's legal. Victoria could go to her whole apartment building and say, hey, can I take all of your ballots to the ballot box? And then
yeah.
She could put it into the box.
Right.
Or the reason that I always talk about the voter rolls is that if you have 18 ballots that go to one apartment or one house, you fill them all out and you drop them in the drop box and nobody's the wiser. Nobody figures that out. And so
everybody's not honest like you are, Victoria, or I am, or Jennifer
is. That's for sure.
You know, when it comes to power and control.
But when they do audits of this kind of stuff, and we know that, you know, we went all through this year, but, you know, like in Texas where the big voting bill and everybody's all up in arms. Well, when they actually look at the audits, it was like 28 ballots or something that were dismissed, that were tossed out
whatever. That's true. But I'll tell you, in Los Angeles County alone, they had over 150,000 people who were dead or who had moved on the voter rolls in LA County. That's enough to make a difference.
Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A review of the top 5 items from this week in terms of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to go through these with all of us. At number 5, the Starlink from SpaceX and how that's going to affect your airline visitation. Victoria, what's going on here?
So the team that's behind SpaceX's growing satellite network, which is called Starlink, they're in talks with several airlines to use their internet for Wi-Fi, which anybody, you know, we've all flown and we know how terrible the Wi-Fi is on airplanes. So this could actually be a really great solution. So Starlink is going to expand from right now. They're in a lot of rural homes. They're in the beta phase still. So, but it's good, reliable internet. It's fast upload and download speeds. People seem to be really enjoying it. They've got tens of thousands of users so far. Most are paying $99 a month for the internet, and then it's using a $4.99 bundle of self-aligning the Starlink dish and the Wi-Fi router, so you get the whole package. So SpaceX filed to test Starlink on 5 Gulfstream jets last year. Apparently it went really well. And then in March of this year, SpaceX sought FCC approval to use Starlink with their what they call the Earth Stations in Motion, and that's basically industry jargon to refer to any vehicle that can receive this type of signal, meaning cars, cars, trucks, maritime vessels, aircraft. Now, Elon Musk did specify that this is not about connecting Tesla to cars to Starlink because the terminal is way too big. This is for larger aircrafts, ships, large trucks, RVs, things like that. So it's, you know, it's good news. It's more competition, so it's good.
Number four on the list of the top five, another suspension, or I guess more the suspension for Trump lasts longer than it was originally supposed to, right?
Yeah, this week Facebook announced that they are suspending Trump for 2 more years. This is after they had that, you know, independent panel or the oversight board, which basically kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, if you're going to come up with a series of guidelines, then they have to all be implemented equally and every single person has to be treated the same. So, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. So basically what Facebook said is that they're going to reinstate Trump in 2 years only if the risk to public safety has receded. Now, that's obviously very vague language. No one fully knows what exactly that means, but this all stems from the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol, and right now 3.45 billion people use Facebook on a daily or on a monthly basis, so they are looking at now treating every politician and public figure the same way.
Number three.
This is a great idea, actually, because a lot of people are caring for elderly parents, grandparents, loved ones from a distance. And, you know, during COVID, we saw that it wasn't necessarily that easy to check in on people from, you know, who were farther away. And so, and obviously with COVID, you know, you didn't want to put anyone who's elderly at risk. So Apple came up with the idea to let you people share data from your health app. So with family members, with your doctor, there's a new, they've basically added on to the features in health. One of the major ones is fall detection. This is really important because falls are a major public health challenge that people don't talk about enough. But every year, 30 million adults over the age of 65 have a fall that leads to injuries, hospitalization, and other health issues. It's also a $50 billion healthcare costs every year. Falls alone. So users can now, they can share all of this data with family members, and it's basically, remember the I've fallen and I can't get up lady? That's what this is now doing. So if you want to keep track of a non-invasive,
I can't get up!
If you want to keep track of a loved one without it being invasive and calling them all the time, this is a great way to do it.
Alright, number two, Amazon Echo.
Yeah, so if you have an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or any of the Ring cams from Amazon, then you, without knowing it, are sharing you're sharing Bluetooth with your neighbors. And I mean your actual neighbors, like down the street, around your house, wherever you are. This is a new thing called Sidewalk that Amazon has been talking about, but no one really paid attention to it, except until June 8th, when they decided to just turn it on, and now people are wondering how come they're sharing Wi-Fi with neighbors. You can go and turn this off. There's no penalty for turning it off if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you know, potentially sharing data. Obviously, data privacy is a huge risk here.
Number one, the revocation of Trump's TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, on Wednesday this week, President Biden revoked the Trump administration executive orders that sought to ban TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese-owned apps. They're replacing them with new security reviews that essentially will, when they rewrite this legally, this hopefully will not get challenged as much as it did under Trump in the court because every one of those challenges were overturned.
All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.